This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Can I skip fasting due to exams and exam preparation? On each Ramadan, many questions are asked about breaking the fast or skipping certain days due to, at times, genuine excuses, but at other times, completely inexcusable justifications. Yet, in my short experience, I found that Muslims will usually not abandon fasting Ramadan, except for this one reason: exams and exam preparations. And so it's really worth pausing at it for a moment. It's very important to note from the outset that all what I shall mention here is a general rule that, as rules usually do, have their exceptions which may apply in individual circumstances when assessed by a scholar. Now, a Muslim who has been gifted by Allah Almighty with Ramadan is expected to accommodate Ramadan, as opposed to expecting Ramadan to accommodate him. Just as how we behave with guests. And needless to say that Ramadan is the most honored of all guests. For example, as opposed to leaving revision to the last minute, and therefore needing Ramadan to accommodate you by breaking your fast, why not factor in the arrival of Ramadan months before its arrival in terms of revision and putting in the necessary preparations for the exam beforehand? Because the date of the arrival of Ramadan is not a secret. Preparations can be made. In principle, breaking fasts or missing them in Ramadan is only permissible in one of two circumstances. Allah says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Whoever of you is ill or on a journey, then let him fast for an equal number of days after Ramadan. So illness and travel, along with other matters, of course, that may fall under one of these two categories. For example, some cases of pregnancy, some cases of breastfeeding, some cases of old age, and so on. But these are generally the grounds to break one's fast or to skip it and to make it up on another day. Beyond these two categories is prohibition. And for this reason, some of our scholars were of the view that a person who intentionally breaks their fast in Ramadan without a valid excuse is not even to bother making it up, because the time for that fast has passed, and so it cannot be made up for. So instead, they are of course to repent to Allah Almighty and just to hope the best from Him on the day of reckoning. One is to remember that the greatest exam that lies in the waiting is the exam of the underground. That's the real exam to prepare for. The three questions that every human being shall be asked from within the grave, along with the court case before the sovereign Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So I say to my brothers and sisters who break their fast in Ramadan without a valid justification, including parents, by the way, who unjustly pressure their pubescent children to skip their fasts, you've put yourself on a collision course with one of the most major of sins that can undermine the fundamentals of your faith. In short, to all of those who tell you to break your fast because it will apparently be better for your concentration, for your revision, and better for your grades, and better for your career, respond to them by saying what Allah Almighty said, وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And to fast, it is better for you, if only you knew. Whilst, of course, making the necessary adjustments to accommodate for the month of Ramadan. But I conclude with what I started with. This religion of ours is a holistic one. It provides answers to all predicaments, and it seeks to minimize hardship. Now, scholars have mentioned, to cite just one example, that those who, for example, work intense labor throughout the day, whereby they're completely unable to rearrange their hours, they can't find alternative work, their livelihoods depend upon it, etc., then concessions can and may apply to them. The nature of that concession, the size of that concession, of course, depends on the nature of that individual circumstance. So, whilst acknowledging that fasting is not to be missed in principle, as we've established, we have to also acknowledge that each case needs to be assessed on an individual basis, and Allah Almighty knows best.